This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to the KF Nug Dome, a spicy experience. I'm your host, Nick Scarpino, alongside the Hispanic heartthrob, Mr. Andy Cortez. Andy, how you doing?
It's a pleasure to be here, Nick. Pleasure to be here with you right now, sitting at this desk in this beautiful Nug Dome. Everybody get on your feet, everybody. Everybody get on your feet.
There we go.
There we go, everybody.
Tonight. To see what our thoughts are going to be on McDonald's brand new spicy chicken McNugget. Of course, Andy, I'm excited for this. As everyone knows, you and I have been ranking nugs since we started KFAF back in the day. And we were going to cut a retrospective piece for this, but we totally forgot. So fill us in on your experience with chicken McNuggets, Andy.
You're talking to me, right? Because you're looking at me, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at you right now.
Andy. You're looking at me?
Right. Face. Looking you right in the face.
All right. You're looking at me, Nick?
Mm-hmm. I look at you. Can you see me?
I can see you, Nick. I can see you,
I'm looking deep into those baby brown eyes, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And this light brown and this dark brown hair is what this color hair
is. Jet black like the night.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's been a tumultuous history, Nick. We love our spicy products. I love... just after a long, cold day in the winter here in Minneapolis, just chunking down a couple of these spicy nuggets, right? And Wendy's brought these spicy nuggets onto the scene, Nick. Wendy's brought these spicy nuggets onto the scene, and it was life-changing. I'm over here. You got to look.
Yeah. Not only did Wendy's bring the spicy nuggets onto the scene, they beat McDonald's too. The spicy nuggets. They got them out first. And then when McDonald's announced they were going to put out a spicy nuggets, Wendy's talked a lot of trash on Twitter about how much better theirs are than McDonald's.
It was really shocking. But I think the sadder moment, though, that we experienced was when Wendy's took the spicy nuggets away, right? They gave it and they took it away. Also, I'm gonna go ahead and... just boost up the bit rate on this stream. So sorry if the stream looks crappy, guys. We'll go ahead and boost it right now.
Let's boost it up.
Yeah.
Not only, by the way, Andy, did they give us the spicy nuggets, Wendy's did. They had the gall to take them away. And then apparently they told all of their employees to act as though the spicy nugget at Wendy's never existed.
Never existed.
Do you recall that?
I do. It was heartbreaking, Nick. I'll never forget walking into that Wendy's and... more so excited for you guys, right? Obviously, yeah. I love my spicy nuggets, but I was so excited for everybody else, for Barrett, for Kevin, for you, to have a taste of that Wendy's goodness. And I walked up to the counter, and the lady looked at me as if I was a time traveler. And I was heartbroken, Nick. I was heartbroken.
Because we forgot to clip out, I was going to clip this out, but again, we forgot. Andy, let's play this out live right now. I will be the person who is behind the counter serving you at Wendy's, and you be the person, you be you, and I'll be the other person. And then you go, so you go up to the thing right now and you order. Hello, sir. What would you like from, welcome to Wendy's. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I'd like a 10 pack of spicy nuggets, please. Really looking forward to these. I love these damn nuggets.
You dumbass. There's no such thing as a spicy nugget. What do you think this is? McDonald's?
But that doesn't make sense because they didn't have spicy nuggets at this time.
Okay, come back to me.
You want me to come back? Okay. No, you have to call me up to the counter.
Okay, I apologize. Ready? Yeah. Next order, sir. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I'll do a 10-pack of spicy nuggets. Love these nuggets. Love when y'all introduced the spicy ones a couple years ago. Looking forward to this.
You stupid dumbass. We haven't had spicy nuggets here since 1979.
That's exactly how it happened.
That's how it went.
That's how it went down, dude.
Liberties with that. You sure, Andy, did. But I think everyone out there gets the gist. Of course, the last time we ranked was when Wendy's actually brought their spicy nugget back. And Andy, I got to tell you, man, I was shocked. I was shocked that we put that at number one on our list. Can we bring up, do you have the ability to bring up the list right now so we can show
people? Oh, Nick, you're asking a lot of me right now, brother.
I'll tell you what. Wendy's,
you know what, man, Wendy's, I can bring it up. You know what? I can bring it up.
You can try.
You keep talking, Nick. I'll try.
Wendy's spicy nugget, I thought was not going to be very good. It blew me away. Now, of course, I'm a nugget connoisseur. I'm a purist when it comes to the nugget. As far as I'm concerned, the McDonald's chicken McNugget was number one until Wendy's brought their nugget back.
Yeah, so we have the list up here if you want to look up top,
there it
Nick.
Is. Perfect. Yeah, that's perfect.
If you want to look up top.
That's great. Maybe we could, there you go.
Okay, oh, shit. Oh, ask it. Oh, fucking shit. Jesus Christ. Hold on.
You're seeing, we are live, ladies.
There you go. Yeah, we're live.
Thank you so much in the chat for joining us. If you're there, I see some familiar names and some not familiar names. So I'm glad that all of our love of McDonald's is bringing people back. And here we go. We have a list up right now. McDonald's spicy. No, I'm sorry, Andy. That's the wrong list. That is the wrong list.
Oh, fucking shit. Did we spoil?
That is a list in case. No, we made that just in case we decided to put McDonald's spicy chicken nugget. It doesn't matter. Get the list off the screen.
You're right. You're right. We did make two. You're right, Nick. Oh, shit. The screen disappeared now.
God. How do you see through that?
How did that screen just disappear like that? It's so impressive. All right, here we go, Nick. I got the list, Nick. I got the list.
Bring up the list. There it is right now. So the list as it stands right now is Wendy's spicy nuggets. Number one. Number two, McDonald's chicken McNuggets. Number three, Wendy's regular nuggets, which is a surprise. That was a surprising one to have on the list there, Andy. Number four, Burger King chicken fries.
And the funny thing is that I don't even know if we ate chicken fries that day. I don't know if they were available. Maybe they were. No. I don't remember.
I think we did two different rankings. We ranked basically from number two all the way to number seven in one day. And that we decided to put the chicken fries. I did leave off the Beeps mini corn dogs because I'm a little bit of a purist, and that was obviously a joke. Get you to do a corn dog. But then we went back for a second ranking to see if Wendy's spicy nugget could dethrone the king, which is McDonald's chicken McNugget. And shockingly, Andy, and I was shocked that I voted this way as well. It did.
It was really shocking, Nick. It was delicious. It's a moment that I'll never forget. I can't believe we're here now. You know, I never thought we'd see this day because obviously when it comes to the spicy nugs, from McDonald's, the McNugget. UK got them first, Nick.
They did.
They got them across seas first, and that's just, I can't have that. Not in this country. Not in this country.
Yeah. No. Gosh, no. Not on my watch, no. Sir and or ma'am. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited that we get to try them. I'm also, mention also that we are on McDonald's radar. This is not a sponsored stream, but they did, Andy, ship me this.
Wait, what?
Which is a box of McDonald's goodies.
Hold on. Let's get the one. Let's get the close shot on there.
Get the one on that.
Yeah, there
this
you
is
go.
The
wow.
Emergency nugget kit. I should note here that they did give me some coupons. This, by the way, is if you have all your stuff there, you can put your drink in there.
Oh, wow.
For all of your stuff. I know. I'm very
Nick,
excited.
Nick, can you hand that to me?
Yeah, Andy, here.
Thank you. I put it down here. It wasn't expected.
There it is. They did give us some coupons for free spicy nuggets, but we have journalistic integrity here, unlike that hack Greg Miller. We did not use the coupons for these. We bought these with our own money, our company money, and Andy's private money. And so we are totally, completely objective here.
With my money?
I mean, I forgot that you bought some, and I'll probably just forget to reimburse you for that.
I digress. Yeah, I bought quite a bit. Unfortunately. And I'm starving. So I'm going to guess that they're going to go number one just because I'm hungry. Like you could put a handful of grapes and raisins in my mouth, and I'd say those are the best nugs ever.
Well, you know? I think that's totally fine, largely because we've never actually put out the criteria for how we rank nuggets because we don't have that. I want to give a quick shout out to our Patreon producers of KFAF this month, Mohammed and Al, Tribesmen. You guys have been with us for a long
Momo
time.
Momo now.
Love you very much.
We love you, Momo now. Thank you.
And of course, the KF Nug Dome is brought to you by ExpressVPN, HelloFresh, and Upstart, but we'll get to those later. Andy, are you ready?
I'm ready. Well, first off, let's just say this. This is a full episode of KFAF. We're doing it all, right? We're doing everything. This isn't just all about the Nug Dum, but we wanted it to be a really special event. Because everybody, get on your feet, everybody. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. See, like, the crowd is pumped up right now, Nick, and they're super excited to be in the Dome. They can't leave. They've been here for the last 4 years at least, you know, so I'm really excited to get the show on the road, you know.
We have a great show planned for you guys. We will be ranking the Nugs, as Andy just said. We will be doing Guess Who, and we will also do the Photoshop challenge that we did not do for the last 3 weeks, which is Kevin and his dog.
I feel like it was 2 months ago.
I feel like it was like 3 months ago. Now, I told Andy, I was like, maybe we should just forego that and have people do chicken or spicy things, relevant things, and he said, people put a lot of effort into that, yeah. Nick. And I said, you're right, Andy.
I looked at you in the eyes, Nick, and I said, don't you fucking dare. Don't you dare. You know, I looked at you. Yeah. And you got really embarrassed like that.
I got super embarrassed. Yeah. Also, it's really hot in my room and I'm still wearing slippers for some reason. I don't know why.
It's insanely hot, Nick. I'm not having a great time. I'll be honest with you.
You know who is having a great time, Andy?
Who?
The crowd. The crowd's going wild.
The crowd's going crazy, Nick. They're still out there. Wait, hold on. Oh, I don't think that worked. I don't think that worked.
Yeah, your shot went like super small.
There we go. They're crazy. Yeah. They're having a great time.
Shout out to the fact that they're clearly at a corporate event. And it looks like it's a PayPal event or something really boring. They have those big ass name tags.
But the audio that came with it kind of seemed like it was filmed for the purpose of selling for stock footage.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So yeah.
For sure. Yeah. All right, Andy, it's time. It's that time that everyone's waited for. We're going to talk about some chicken nuggets. But before we do that, Andy,
what's up?
I do want to take a little stroll back in time and start at the origins of the chicken, the spicy chicken nugget, which is the chicken.
All right. And just make sure you don't talk during this video, Nick.
I won't. Please. All right, thank you for the reminder.
Yeah. Look up at the screen, Nick. Oh, hold on, Nick. Hold on.
Hold on. I'm still looking. We're having some technical
difficulties. Yeah, I accidentally muted it. Hold on. Here we go. All right, it's played. I understand why Kevin has a headache doing all this.
I know. He hates it.
We're watching the video chat. We're watching the video screen.
In 1984, fast food companies were looking for a cheap alternative to beef-based products. Two scientists from the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley, found a solution. Andres Cortez and Nicolas Carpino genetically crossbred a pigeon with a 15-year-old wiener dog to make the first ever chicken. These flightless birds were perfect for small, bite-sized snacks and provided an excellent means of transportation for children and short people. Andres would later die when the ants that he kept burning finally got their revenge. Nicola went on to win the Nobel Peace Prize for a song he wrote all by himself with no help from anyone else called the Pumpkin Spice Latte Song. It is very popular in the months of November and December.
Wow.
Wow.
Really emotional stuff right there, Nick.
Stirring stuff, Andy. Before, a couple people in the chat were saying it's a little low, the volume. Chat, let us know how that sounded.
It's okay.
Everyone else thought it was hilarious, so we're great.
All right, great.
So, I can't do the thing that I normally do is one person says something and I just assume every single person on the planet thinks that way.
Yeah.
Chat, let us know how that sounded on your end.
I ended up raising it towards the end.
Okay, great. We're great then, everyone. All right, Andy, without further ado. There's a reckoning coming. Can you hear it in the dome?
Oh, hold on. They're cheering. It's a reckoning.
Because they know what's coming up. Yeah. Andy. Mm-hmm. Probably the longest game in the history of the sport of who can it be now?
And the crazy thing is, I think it's the longest game only because we've skipped at least 2 months of this show, it feels like.
We did. Yeah. That and the last time I tanked my turn because I thought it would be funny and no one got the joke.
Yeah.
So, Andy, I think it's my turn to go based
on... Oh, hold on. I got the theme song, Big Dog.
Oh, I apologize, Andy.
What you doing, Big Dog? Hold on.
Let's get this thing ready.
Let's see if it plays. Who knows if it'll play immediately, Nick? We'll see.
Who can it be sitting on its side? Does she have brown hair? Or maybe
Here we go.
Every bit as long as I remember it, but just glorious in its length.
Absolutely.
Andy, let's show the kids the board right now because I'm not doing great.
You've seen better this days, my for
board.
Sure.
Yeah, that's my board right there. So you can see that. Just tilt it down so everyone can see how many I have left.
Yeah, and then I have that many left.
Yeah, you have four left,
yeah. So my first question was, does your who have brown eyes?
Yeah, anyone out there, if you're playing with your kids and you want to murk your children every single time, start with that question.
Everybody has brown eyes. Like, I'm doing this thing, Nick, where I just knocked over a bunch of my board. I'm doing this thing where I'm just kind of double checking just in case I got it wrong, but no, dude, like, it is staggering how many people have brown eyes in this game.
I know, and I, to be the better man, didn't ask you that same question, and I am a little angry at myself.
Yeah, you're feeling it. I'm a little
pissed off that I did not do that.
Oh, no, I have five left. So this woman has blue eyes.
I think you said you had six, but it's okay. Fuck. Well, if you lose, you lose. What are you going to do?
All right.
So, Andy, whose turn is it? Do I go first? I'll go first.
Yeah, you go
first.
How about that? You go first.
Does your person have brown eyes?
Yes.
God.
You thought you were going to get it.
I thought I was going to even the score right now, but that just puts down. Oh, man. This is not
you
good.
You thought you were going to fucking get it. Okay.
I thought I was going to get it so bad.
Does your person have blonde hair?
No.
All right, you go next.
Okay, we're going to do a couple.
Let's finish it out right here, man.
Okay, does your person wear glasses?
No.
Really?
Yeah. How many?
One.
Does your person...
No, two. Sorry, two.
Does your person have red hair?
No. Fuck. Is your person... Are you allowed to ask gender at all?
Yeah.
Is your person... Hold on. Female.
Yes.
Man, I gotta ask the opposite of these questions.
Yeah, you're thinking the wrong way.
Okay, well, it's coming.
Does
okay.
your person have white hair?
Yes.
It's Emily, isn't it?
Damn it!
Yeah!
It is Emily.
They're can going, I get, okay, they're wait, going wait. Crazy, Nick!
I now, won. Wild card.
What's up?
If I get this right, can I guess? And if I get it right...
Then you win?
Then I win.
Okay, sure, I guess.
I feel like your person... is Megan.
No, it's Gail.
Okay, it's Gail.
I already told you.
Damn it.
I already told you.
All right.
There she is. Oh, shit. It's there screwing up is. The blue screen. I won, Nick. Another win for me.
You did.
Another win for me.
Gentlemen, I think that's like four games to one. I think I only won one.
Yeah, you haven't been faring too well here, Nick. You have not been faring too well.
That's okay. Well, I'll get you next time, Andy. But before... we get to the next segment that we're going to do. I want to take another trip down memory lane here.
Yeah.
And I want to look into the history of the nugget, because we are here to celebrate both chicken and nuggets. So let's get a little nugget history, Andy. Let's go into it.
Okay. Cool thing.
In 1984, fast food companies were looking for fast, economic ways to clump ground meat together. Two scientists from the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley, found the solution. Andres Cortez and Nicolas Carpino combined vinegar, salt, grains, milk powder, and a bonding agent approved by the FDA for use in makeup on mannequins to create the world's first chicken nugget. Andres would later die alone while choking on a taki. Nicola went on to be awesome, reap all of the rewards, and marry Madonna and Cher.
Wow.
Stirring stuff. I didn't realize Cher was that much taller than Madonna, but that's...
Cher's 6 foot six. If y'all eat in,
wow,
yeah, Cher's 6 foot six.
Taller than Greg. Taller than Greg. Yeah. Andy, we're not the only ones that were excited, by the way, when McDonald's announced that they were bringing two people the spicy chicken McNugget. There's a lot of celebrities out there that are super excited as well, and we decided to scour the internet and grab everyone's responses to it. We got a bunch of shout outs from some very, very famous people.
Really?
congratulating McDonald's on the release of the spicy chicken McNugget. Let's take a look at that. Do you want to go into that?
Yeah, sure thing. Well, yeah, we can do that.
There you go.
It's the Wendy's. We want to congratulate our friends at McDonald's for finally releasing a spicy chicken nugget.
Yeah, congratulations for finally getting on the spicy nug train. We've been sliding down that nug water slide for decades.
Wendy, there are enough nuggets for all of us.
Yeah, well, I could use a few more because I'm trying to make that protein.
I'm Colonel Sanders, and I want to give a huge shout out to my friend Ronald for finally bringing the spicy nuggets to McDonald's. What a win. What a win for America.
Captain Morgan says, thanks, McDonald's. Appreciate the nuggets.
Hey, I'm the Chick-fil-A cow, and I just want to give a big shout out to my friends over at McDonald's for launching the spicy chicken McNugget. On a personal note, I am looking for another job, so if you guys are trying to get another mascot, I think I would be utterly fantastic.
The Hamburglar is very pleased that we decided to all get down with the criminal mindset and straight steal the idea from Wendy's or Burger King. Whoever did the spicy nugs first, y'all did it right. We did it better. Let's go.
Wow.
Stirring stuff.
It's really cool that we can get all these big celebrities here, Nick.
I mean, listen, man, kind of funny, KFAF taking the world by storm. And we're happy to partner unofficially with McDonald's. Again, they have nothing to do with this. Yeah. I think the PR department was like, oh, do whatever the hell you want to do. We have no domain over you whatsoever.
Yeah.
I'm glad that...
I'm happy that we got so many guests. Unfortunately, I paid for a $60 cameo for Troy Baker. Oh. To hopefully shout something out, but hasn't gotten back to me. So,
you know, and knowing Troy, he'll get back to us in about a week or two. We'll put that out for him later. But Andy, we're gonna go. We're almost to the event. We're almost to the main event here, which is why everyone, you and the audience out there, is tuned in for. Which is for us to rank the spicy chicken McNugget. But Andy, the key to the spicy chicken McNugget is not that it's a regular nugget, okay? It's that they've added spice to it. So before we rank these nuggets, I just want to take another quick look at the history of the spicy chicken nugget.
Wow. Ken Burns apparently worked on all these, right? Is what, I, what I'm
we
being
We actually
told.
Hired him. We paid him $14 million.
Wow. Okay. Got it. Yeah. Let's check it out.
In 1984, fast food companies were looking for a way to spice up their chicken nuggets. Two scientists from the University of Texas at Rio Grande Valley found the solution. Andres Cortez and Nicolas Carpino used a combination of ingredients found in the back of their grandmother's cupboards to create the first ever spicy chicken nugget. Andres would later die when he tripped over his shoelaces, fell into the street, and got run over by an ice cream truck. Nicola went on to be dope, win the lottery, and beat Sammy Sosa in the 1998 home run race.
Wow.
Pretty great stuff, Nick.
Could not have. Stuff. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming. When you asked for the picture of me smiling, I did not know you were going to put me next to, was that, who was that? Sammy Sosa?
Sammy Sosa. Yeah. You were Mark McGuire. You, right. You won the home run race. A big event for
you. Yeah. Me and the steroids. Ladies and gentlemen, before we go on though, we do want to take a second to tell you about our sponsors.
Oh God, I'm using this a lot, huh? This is pretty cool.
You're crushing it.
I mean, it's hard, but it's working out, I think.
I'm happy to hear.
This episode of KFAF is brought to you by ExpressVPN. There are tons of VPN providers out there. You've probably heard of a couple of them, and some of you may have even used a VPN before. But we at Kinda Funny like to do our research on our sponsors, and we only recommend brands to our listeners that we believe in. We can say with full confidence, I can say with full confidence, that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. Here's why. ExpressVPN doesn't log your data. Lots of really cheap or free VPNs make money by selling your data to ad companies. ExpressVPN developed a technology called Trusted Server that makes it impossible for their servers to log any of your info. Second is speed. I've tried lots of VPNs in the past. Many slow your connection down to make your device sluggish. We've used ExpressVPN for a while now. Kevin loves it. And our internet speeds are blazing fast. Even when we connect to servers thousands of miles away, we can still stream HD quality videos with zero lag. The last thing that really sets ExpressVPN apart from other VPNs is how easy it is to use. Unlike other VPNs, you don't have to input or program anything. You can just fire up the app and click one button to connect. It's so easy, even your grandparents could use it. And it's not just me saying this. Wired, The Verge, CNET, and many tech experts rate ExpressVPN the number one VPN in the world. So protect yourself with the VPN that we use and trust. Use our link, expressvpn.com/morning today, and get an extra 3 months free on a 1 year package. That's expressvpn.com/morning. Visit expressvpn.com/morning to learn more. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, we got HelloFresh. You've heard us talk about HelloFresh a lot. Tim uses it. Gia uses it. Right now, I think Gia's cooking Tim some pork chops, and I think she's got another fun recipe coming up called firecracker meatballs with roasted green beans and jasmine rice that he's looking forward to. And this is the time that I'm just going to sneak in, and I'm just going to take it. I'm going to steal that meal because Tim doesn't deserve it, but you do, because you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. HelloFresh offers convenient delivery right to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. HelloFresh offers so many delicious options every week to help you break out of your recipe rut and try new things. There's something for everyone, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and kid-friendly recipes. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients so you're not overbuying, which is a burden on this planet and your wallet. Keep your fridge stocked by adding extra proteins or sides like garlic bread to your weekly order. HelloFresh, of course, is committed to giving back. HelloFresh is committed to making fresh, delicious food available now more than ever, and has taken extra steps to keep its employees and customers safe, including contactless delivery, tamper-proof packaging, and team members' wellness checks. HelloFresh donated over 2.5 million meals to charity in 2019, and this year, they're stepping up food donations to local communities amid the COVID virus crisis. Here's how you take advantage of HelloFresh and the great deal they have for you. Go to HelloFresh.com/80morning and use the code 80morning to get a total of $80 off your first morning, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/80morning and use the code 80morning to get a total of $80 off your first month, including the free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply, of course. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, we have our third illustrious sponsor, which is Upstart. As most of us have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy. Getting out is hard, especially if your credit score isn't great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows you're more than just your credit score and offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high-interest credit card debt. Greg, you've heard us talk about how Greg could have used something like Upstart when he first moved here because he got himself into a ton of credit card debt because he was just a big, dumb kid. And now he's a big, dumb adult. But thankfully, he's smarter because of services like Upstart. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter rate. Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. The hard pull happens if you accept the rate. The best part, once the loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. The next day. Over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards and meet their financial goals. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart is top-ranked in their category with 4.5 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/morning to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/morning. Now back to the show.
Wow. I'm Captain Morgan.
We are Wendy's.
I'm the hamburger.
We got some bumps. Sandy.
From Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
I'm the Chick-fil-A cow.
This is Colonel Sanders.
And you're in.
And you are in the Nug Dome.
And you're in the Nug Dome.
You know, I kind of just want to replay that, Nick, because I fucked that up. I screwed that up.
Don't play the whole thing.
Oh, no, I'm not going to play the ad again. I just want to play that bump again.
We love our sponsor.
That was really, really good. Hold on.
Go, you play a little bump at the end if
you
want.
Yeah, let me find the right spot. Yeah, here we go.
It's ready?
Yeah.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm playing it.
Yeah. I'm Captain Morgan.
We are Wendy's.
I'm the Hamburglar.
Hey, what's up? I'm Snap from Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
I'm the Chick-fil-A cow.
This is Colonel Sanders.
And you're in.
And you are in the Nug Dome.
And you're in the Nug Dome.
Really cool.
Hype.
Really, really good stuff.
For this event, Andy, do you ever stop and think to yourself that it's crazy to be a part of what I think everyone would agree is the most important announcement that's happened today?
What do you mean? What's
that? That we're going to eat spicy chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah. Right now? We're doing that today?
Yeah, we're going to do that later today. Like later. Actually coming like right up after five other things.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. You know what this kind of reminds me of, Nick? When LeBron took his talents to South Beach, he made it, when he left Cleveland and went to Miami, it was this event called The Decision, and it was this big ESPN 1 hour long event. And all they were doing was just showing segments and then be like, and after this, we'll get right to whatever team he's going to pick. And then they'll do another 20 minutes of segments and they'd be like, guys, don't stick around, guys. We're going to let you know where LeBron's going next. And they just kept doing that for what felt like 6 hours. And that's what we're kind of doing here.
That's every event of this type that happens in a dome or outside of a dome. People like to get their money's worth, especially our beautiful sponsors. And we love you very much. We want to give you that money's worth and the audience. Hopefully you're enjoying this. It's only got 16 and a half more hours left to go before we rank those nuggets. Of course, we are going to do that. But before we do that, we do owe you a Photoshop challenge, ladies and gentlemen. Now, 3 weeks ago, we asked you to do Photoshops of this amazing image of Kevin and his dog. If you're not familiar with it, Kevin posted a picture of himself holding his dog in his MeUndies. And we were all very, very excited. It lit the internet ablaze with controversy and everyone was very excited about it. So we asked you guys to turn in your Photoshops. And boy, y'all came out in droves. Andy, are you ready for the first one by Ben? Please be excited.
Yeah, y'all came out swinging. We have the image up here. It doesn't show up super great, Nick, but I'm going to do what I can. Well,
go full screen on that. Can we go full screen on this?
It kind of is.
Well, you know what? I'll bring it up on mine. And then I don't care. I have the technology over here. Wow. That is amazing. That is apparently
Princess Milk-O-Noke. That's doing it for me.
That was pretty great, Ben. I want to give a shout out to the fact that he blew up Cecil and made Kevin ride Cecil, and he put the little Princess Mononoke hood on him.
Because in the movie they have multiple wolves, right? There's the big mama wolf and there's a little tiny baby one. So this is great. Great job, Ben. Please be excited.
That's fantastic. Number one so far, Ben. Next up, we have a brown spot. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Smell like a big dog. Big dog. Oh, it's an Old Spice. And you're on the Old Spice. You are the Old Spice. Man, I thought they would get old. You know what I'm not liking right now? Like, obviously, Blessing with that body. That's just Blessing's body. That's just how Blessing looks.
Is that his body? They didn't take the body from the model?
No, but that's Blessing's body. Like, that's how he looks, you know? But what I really, really don't like about it is Greg with that body.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Greg with that sort of body where the belt is covering the belly a little bit. And
it's holding everything in like a dam that's about to burst.
Yeah, and at any moment, he could shit his pants out of nowhere because he doesn't have full control of his bowels, you know?
If he shit his pants, how much of the white outfit and the horse would be brown?
Oh, my God. That's such a long horse, by the way.
This is the belt.
Yeah, it's the Old Spice. That's great. I love this one.
I do want to call attention to the fact that Kevin's leg looks like it's going right through the horse. Like he got angry and kicked right through the horse's back, but the horse is unfazed.
Yeah, I kind of see that. He's still holding Cecil though, still somehow.
He will never let that dog go.
Thank you, a brown
so
spot.
So long as he lives.
Thank you for this
next,
one.
Next up, we have Lauren Stump at Acrylics91. Okay, well.
Finally submitting another KFAF Photoshop challenge. And like, ooh, I cut to the crowd. They went, the crowd is going crazy. They love this one. Oh, look at that. Wow. This is crazy. Yeah, this is great.
With how much they're into it, man, I think we have to put this at number one so far.
I just wasn't expecting Kevin to be naked in this one. I guess not a whole lot of Photoshopping was done, right? He just had to sort of remove the little pink underwear, the MeUndies.
They also put Tim in there, and they put Moose.
I didn't see Moose.
Yeah, look at Moose.
I just saw Moose now. That's so freaking adorable, a little baby. But he's not that small. Moose is not the size of a hand, you know?
No. He's a little bit bigger than that. He was when he was a puppy, though. So he was actually pretty close to that. But he's grown since, and now he's the perfect size.
Great job, Acrylics. Yeah. Thank you for the submission.
Our next submission.
You know, I'm going to click like on all these. I like clicking like on all these. So what I hope is that whenever they submitted them, they're getting the tweet like, oh, Andy saw it. Like, you know, the one of those.
Yeah.
Andy's he's confirming that he just saw it. Let's move on to number four from Zelda's Data.
I wonder what that feels like, having you like a tweet. I've never had it. I've never had that experience.
When was the last time you tweeted? Like in 2018 or?
Touche. Let's move on to Zelda's Data.
Oh, that's this adorable. Is a fall guy. That's oh, adorable. It's a fall guy. That's Kevin, obviously, with the little pink undies, the nitro rifle shirt. God, that shirt looks great. And he's holding, that's a fall guy skin, which is the, you could put that skin on and wear that, the dog head, wolf head.
This is really creative.
It's working on a bunch of different levels right here, Zelda's Data. And I don't know where you got this house from, but you can see the ray tracing down here, Nick. I love that.
I mean, I love that. I love that he did the reflection on the polished concrete floor. This is my number one so far. This is really well done.
Really? Yeah.
Very creative.
I like this a lot. Super creative to use two different Fall Guy skins. Oh, yeah. You can even see the Fall Guy skin hand and the feet.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. Love that.
That's well done.
Great job, Zelda's Dada. We love that. Very, very good.
Next up, we have Simply Sassy Vids coming
in
at number four.
Fucking shit.
Wow.
This is a Matt Ferguson joint because I see the MF down here.
Is it Matt Ferguson?
This is a Matt Ferguson joint. Simply Sassy. They've made a video about us before. This is
unbelievable.
This is remarkable right here. Like, this is remarkable. This is, you know what's really shocking about Matt Ferguson is I feel like every time we've done a Photoshop challenge, I say, this is the best one he's ever done.
Yeah.
No, this is the one. No, this is the artistry is just on another level here. And obviously, it's working on a bunch of levels. You have Kevin's little pink underwear, the nitro rifle shirt, and Cecil's a giant wolf, sort of,
like
you know?
A dire wolf.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Great. I want to give a shout out to the fact that it's Kevdog, as in like He-Man, and it's Master of the Technoverse. This is just...
It's remarkable.
I mean, it's remarkable. This is, I think this... See, this is hard because this is an amazing piece of art, but the Fall Guy art from the prior tweet was very creative. So I'll reserve my judgment for the end of this one.
Well, this is my number one, so is Fall Guy one.
So they're sharing number one. They're both sitting on each other's lap.
Yeah, two number ones. Yeah, two.
Okay, deal. Yeah. Two number ones. Philip J. Woodward coming in at number six. Let's take a look at what he's got for us.
It says, hey, Kevin, thank you for the correction. I'm literally colorblind, so I couldn't tell. I just made adjustments accordingly. I made a more literal recreation of Kevin for this week's Photoshop time. He's got the Milk Mommy shirt on, which is great. Great for the branding.
Shirt.
Great for
How
branding.
How do we not sell that shirt? Probably because it would scare children.
That's great. Yeah.
This is really well done. This is actually a great rendition of Kevin. It looks spot on. You've got that look in his eyes that where he's trying to figure out the right thing to say to piss you off.
Yeah, and I feel like that's where his lean is, and I enjoy that about him, you know?
Mm-hmm. He's always, Kevin's one of those guys that, like, when you're talking, you can tell he's using that time to just feel like, what's the thing I could say that'll just rub Nick the wrong way right
now? Yeah, I love
it. And then he laughs at himself, and he walks out of the room, and I hate it.
When he does the evil laugh,
yeah. But then he does it to Tim, and we both laugh together because I like when Tim's miserable.
I love Kevin. I miss him. Great job, Philip J. Woodward. This is beautiful.
Maddox coming in at number 8. Nope, number 7. Sorry, for Maddox. Okay, this is great.
This is absolutely working for me. This is absolutely... Like, I don't know why Cecil doesn't have a helmet, but Kevin does. It's kind of bewildering.
Because Kevin's holding on with one arm and he's sideways. So this is a dangerous sport. And Cecil's a little bit closer to the ground. That is so great.
That's fantastic. So it says Kevin Coelho's pro skater between 03 and 5 HD remake demo. Look at the graffiti in the back. There's a little KFAF graffiti in the back. The kind of funny smileys in the back. This is fantastic.
It's beautiful. Well done.
Well done, Formatix. For his Kurth. Beautiful job. I'm going to go ahead and click like on that, too, because I really enjoy that one. Very, very good job.
Let's see who we have next. In the dome, we got Paul McGee. At Paul McGee says, the dogs, hashtag.
Holy shit, dude.
Oh, wow.
This looks amazing.
This could be a John Wick cover.
So that's the John Wick background. Yes. That's the John Wick background, and it's the three people with dogs. And Greg, in the coolest form he's ever been, right? Like, there's only going down from here for Greg. Because he looks so cool with that mask and his hair like that.
He did. He did. He looked mysterious and dangerous for the first and probably only time in his life.
Yeah.
I love that he put the halo of God, like Jesus' halo around them, all three of them. And I love that Tim looks like he's going to sell you a used car. It's great.
Yeah, Tim definitely looks like he is touring your house because you had an open house, you know? And he's walking in there. He's like, kitchen's a little small, you know, stuff like that.
Exactly.
I wish there was an island here, a little kitchen island, you know.
Exactly. Where are we going to eat our bagels in the morning, our Stephen Bagels?
Stephen Bagels.
Great
job, Paul McGee. Great job.
Oh, wow. I was like, wow, how are we not out? There's actually 11 submissions today. Let's see.
Is there? Fuck. How many do I have? Salish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, I do have 11.
Salish
Vagela, it looks like.
Vagela, thank you. Has submitted this next one. Oh my god.
This is beautiful, Salish.
Oh, this is getting me, dude. I'm not gonna lie. This is definitely something Tim should put on his Instagram for sure. Tim, if you're watching, steal this.
The color, the brush strokes, the line work. Oh, look, he also put a tweet out of his process. Let's check out this process right here, Nick. Of the actual drawing process. It's about 30 seconds long. We could just sort of forward
that's
it.
That's cool.
Wow, look at that. Oh, look at how Moose just sort of like pops into view here.
He just came alive.
Wow, you look saw like that,
he's got
huh?
depth now.
Great job, Silas. This is really damn good, man. This is definitely one that Tim should buy a print of and put it up in his giant home theater.
Can I ask you a question, Andy, before you click off of that?
Sure.
Look at Tim's eyes.
They're dreamy.
Are they just like thirsty eyes?
Yeah, they're
dreaming. He's giving you the kind of eyes where he's like, I knew from the second you walked in that we were fucking.
Yeah, like you know and I know, right? And the blonde hair.
Why are we even?
Blonde hair.
That beautiful, beautiful, stark blonde
hair.
It's almost as blonde as your hair is black. That is how blonde his hair is. And it's amazing. Coming in at number 10, we have Jesse G at Pink Spider.
Oh, it's a GIF.
Oh, this is sick. Oh, that was dope.
Oh my god, we're gonna watch this. I can't expand it, chat, unfortunately, but we'll just watch it again here. Holy shit. Look at this animation. I hope I'm not too late. I had super fun making this either way. I'm sure Twitter absolutely tanks the quality of these, but so be it. Jesse G, this is phenomenal. This is so damn cool.
We have so many winners this week.
There's way too many. There's way too many, Nick.
I don't think we even pick a winner this week, Andy. I think everyone's a winner. Every one of these has been sensational.
You think everyone's a winner this week?
I can't pick because, I mean, the one with the skateboard probably got the best laugh out of me, and it's the dumbest, so that might be my winner. But so far, I mean, we've got one more left, but I can't see any of these being that much better than the other ones. Of course, let's take a look. Looks like Formatix did another one.
Oh, it's a video. Did a tribute for all the kind of funny best friends out there working hard at those Photoshop challenges. Can't wait to see what's next. Thank you for everyone. Thank you to everyone at Kind of Funny. You guys bring so much joy to me and others. Let's check this out, Nick.
Let's check
out this video.
Believe in your dreams. You got the power at your fingertips. They'll give you a key. Make it funny. It's a Photoshop challenge. It's a Photoshop challenge.
Job Challenge.
That's perfect, Nick.
I couldn't hear it, but it looked amazing.
You couldn't hear it?
No, because I can't hear you.
All right. Well, let me just tell you, Nick, that it's a Photoshop challenge. It is the final countdown music. Sorry, Nick, you couldn't hear that. We don't have the tech, guys.
Right, I will go back and watch it on my own accord when I'm snacking on some nugs, which is coming right up, Andy. It's coming right up.
Really? Are we actually going to get to it?
We're definitely going to get to it in just a shy under 16 hours. We're coming up on 16 hours more.
In this 8 month long summer of
It has been
nugs.
The longest summer ever of just staying at home. Uh-huh. I don't think I want to rank any of these Photoshops. I think they were all great. Everyone, thank you so much for hanging in there. Don't tweet at us. What was I going to say? Oh, just use hashtag KFA if you want to see any of the old school Photoshop challenges. You can see him here, but shout out to Matt Ferguson. These are all great. Thank you guys for your submissions this week. Andy.
What's up, Nick?
It's time to rank some nugs.
Is it actually?
But before we do that.
Oh, damn it. Okay, I didn't think so. Yeah.
Before we do that, of course, we reached out to McDonald's to see if they could put us in touch with the big man himself. I know we couldn't get Troy Baker, so we got the next best thing. We actually have a message from the man himself, Mr. Ronald McDonald.
Oh, really?
Yes, he got back to me finally. Let's see what he has to say. I haven't seen this yet, but let's give it a watch and see what he has to say.
Okay, all right.
Hey, kids. It's me, Ronald McDonald. Come here. Let me tell you a secret.
There's a story old Grandpappy McDonald used to say, and it was simple, ladies and gentlemen. Nuggets everywhere, but not a drop to drink. Now, here's the real problem with the society we, the corporations, have created. Am I the only one who remembers Newt Gingrich? Am I the only one who remembers the Taft administration? What you need to understand is that there are bigger things going on here than where are the spicy McNuggets. Nug Dome? Think about it. Nug Dime, all right? 10. How many presidents have there been? 47. Now to divide that by 10, what do you get? 4.7. How tall is Nick? 4.7 inches feet tall.
I'll tell you something. This is where it belongs. This is where it belongs, Chick-fil-A. This is where this belongs. Up here in heaven with the one true savior, Lucifer. Spicy nuggets. Spicy nuggets right here. I'm Ronald McDonald, and this is the Nugget Dome.
Okay.
We didn't have to show that, Nick. I feel like there's something really dark at hand here, and I don't. It's been such a positive show up until now, you know?
That went to a place that I was not expecting it to go to. And I'd like to personally apologize to our audience for that. We do not believe in Lucifer. We do not take him as our Lord and Savior. We don't believe in, anything that he said in there in that nonsensical 2.5 minute long rant. And I will say that whoever edited that, must have had some of the most fun he's ever had editing anything in his entire life and couldn't stop laughing at it. You might even be able to hear him laughing in the video itself.
what I'm wondering, really quick, Nick, like, first off, how does he know you by name?
I think he just meant a Nick. I don't know if he meant
General Nick, but also, you know, what was he getting at? I don't know what the, what his message was, you know,
I think he's just wanting us to just understand that the government is watching and Newt Gingrich was a person.
Got it. Okay.
And that is that. That's where we're at.
All right.
All right. Very good. Andy, we're here. We're here. We can't put this off any longer. I believe it's officially time to rank the Nuggets. Are you ready?
All right. Yeah. So you want me to bring up the rankings?
Let's bring up the ranking as it currently stands right now. Not the one we already did.
Oh, right. Yeah. Not that one. Hold on. Let's see here. Okay. All right. There we go. No, course, rankings are up.
Number one on our list as it stands right now is Wendy's Spicy Nuggets. Number two, McDonald's Regular Chicken McNuggets. Wendy's Nuggets are at number three. Number four is Burger King Chicken Fries. Number five, Burger King Spicy Nuggets. Number six, those weird-ass Carl's Jr. Stars.
Awful.
No disrespect. No disrespect to you, Carl's Jr.
Tons of disrespect.
I love the Western Bacon Cheeseburger, but dude, stars are not your game.
All of the disrespect I could possibly give you.
And then, of course, rounding out the bottom is these Burger King Regular Nuggets, where Burger King, I love the Whopper, but just get out of the nugget game altogether. Andy? Are you ready to try the McDonald's spicy chicken McNugget?
Yeah, sure thing.
Let's do it.
I got some down here underneath this desk. Your brother came out, built out this desk for us.
He did. It was awesome. Yeah. He gave us a deal on it too. So it's hopefully we can carry that to the new studio. All right, let's go here for the first time. Now, just looking at this nugget, it looks a lot like a combination between the Wendy's breaded nugget and the regular McDonald's chicken McNugget. So I'm excited to try this.
I'm well. First off, I also bought regular nuggets just to kind of do an A/B test.
Yeah, absolutely. What are you gonna start with?
I'm gonna start with the regular nugget.
Okay, let's start with the.
It's actually still really like warm, even though it's been sitting on this.
Mine are not.
Yeah, mine's been. Well, my room's very very hot, and it's right next to my PC. So these nuggets are still very very. Hot. I expected them to be cold, so I'm glad that they're not. Right.
Okay.
Regular nugget time, Nick.
Yeah, I mean. That's what you want the regular nugget to taste, right? You want that crispy outside. You don't want it breaded. Nice, warm, nuggety inside.
I mean,
this is it. Chat, let me know how you feel about these mouth sounds.
It's America, right? Like, this is apple pie.
Americana. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Americana. This is driving down the freeway in a 1972 Chevy Camaro, right? Like, this wind in your hair, Led Zeppelin on the screen, cocaine in the seat next to you, you know?
Some people used to put the cocaine right on the nugget.
You know really? What I mean? Wow. Didn't know
your
that.
Your protein and your upper.
Wow. I don't know why I keep looking at the screen when I should be looking at you, who's right next to me.
There it is.
Hey, Nick. Yeah. Before we eat the spicy nug, before we try out the spicy nug.
Cheers? Are we cheersing?
I think we're cheersing.
Okay, ready?
Dink.
To McDonald's spicy chicken McNugget.
Dink.
May they be the top on our list.
Yeah. Your arm's getting cut off a bit. Maybe you want to push your arm back.
Dink. Yeah, right here. There we go. Dink. Thank you. Dink. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. The moment you've been waiting for. Wow. That has a kick to it. They're not messing around with the spice in these bad boys.
This is
surprising. If I'm going to be honest with you right now, Andy, because I came in thinking, and this is, again, no disrespect to Wendy's, no disrespect to McDonald's. Wendy's blew me out of the water with those spicy, their spicy nuggets. And it pained me to say that something was better than my favorite nugget, which is the McDonald's chicken McNugget. So the fact that McDonald's clearly, Liz, let me put it this way. Sometimes a movie gets delayed, Andy, and usually it's a bad sign. But then every once in a while it gets delayed because they just want to do some reshoots and get some marketing out there. And it comes out even better than it was. I'm going to say it right now. I love this nugget.
I am so damn surprised right now. And I'll tell you why, Nick. First off, I just opened up a little Cherry Coke Zero, right?
I can see it, baby.
The perfect bev to go along with it to sort of cleanse the palate with all the spices kind of going around. There's a cacophony of spices. And it's a really good – it's a nice little kick, right? It's not – overbearing. It's nothing that's overly offensive. If you have a friend who doesn't like spicy stuff, I don't think they're going to freak out at this. But something about McDonald's batter I felt wasn't going to really vibe
with the spice.
Really,
right?
Vibe with the spice. I didn't feel it. You got to look at me, Nick, when you're talking to me.
Sorry, I apologize.
Look at me.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking at
There's something about the batter that I felt that the breaded sort of crunchiness of the Wendy's nugget would work really, really well. But, I've been proven wrong, Nick. I've been proven wrong. Like, this is a fantastic nugget. Holy crap. I wasn't expecting this.
Now, before we rank it, I have a question for you, Andy. Did you get me a Coke? Do I get a Coke? Zero?
I must have left it in my car. If you want to come pick it up.
I'm parched right now.
You're parched?
I really use a drink.
That sucks, dude. Yeah, because this is definitely what I need right now.
Oh, it looks really good.
Wow. And it's super cold. The bubbles and everything just kind of perfectly going down my throat. And they complement each other really, really well. To have an awesome soda like this is definitely, like, if you don't have a soda with your nuggets, you're fucking up. You're fucking up, right?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Let me taste another one of these bad boys before we rank this, because putting this number one on the list, I'm not saying I am, putting it number one on the list is like the Patriots winning the Super Bowl. You know, it's the easy choice. It's the choice that everyone expects. The choice that I didn't expect was putting the Wendy's spicy nugget above the McDonald's chicken McNugget. But this is like coming home. This is an evolution on the classic chicken McNugget. And they haven't launched a new nugget in years since the original chicken McNugget. That's a huge thing, Andy.
Yeah.
So let's take a moment to just respect that and pay homage to that, and try to just wash that Ronald McDonald message out of our mouth. And let's take one more bite of these and then let's rank this bad boy. What do you think?
I mean, I could take 10 more bites of these. I'm starving, and this is absolutely hitting the spot right now.
Andy, where do you want to put the spicy chicken McNugget on our list?
Oof.
Oh, that's got kick, man.
It's got a good kick, Nick. It's got a great kick. Here's the thing. Barring, you know, unless there's a big comeback from Burger King or Carl's Jr., I don't see them ever climbing up the ranks, right? So get them the hell out of here. Burger King, go away. Your nuggets almost made me vomit. Chicken fries, pretty good, though. I'll say chicken fries, pretty good.
Surprisingly good, in a weird way.
Wendy's nuggets, I hadn't had all quarantine until you and I recorded an episode of KFAF about a month and a half ago, where you and I went out to the drive-thrus. We went to a drive-thru at Wendy's. We got some spicy nugs, we got some regular nugs, and it was a fantastic event. Here's what I'm worried about, Nick.
Yeah.
My worry with these nuggets.
You mean mighty sauce?
I got a bunch of sauce down here, too.
Can I have a Coke and some sauce?
You got a drink right there. What the fuck are you drinking?
Coffee. It's iced coffee. It doesn't go well with these at all.
Why are you putting your coffee on my lap?
I apologize.
It's not looking good for McDonald's.
It's not looking good for McDonald's or Wendy's?
No, it's not looking good for McDonald's to beat Wendy's on this list. And I'll tell you why.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you why this isn't looking good, Nick.
Yeah.
Because if these nuggets go away, I will be absolutely depressed. Pissed. These are my number one nuggets, Nick.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
These are my number one nuggets, Nick. Whoa. And the crowd's going crazy right now.
So I guess it's up to me.
Oh, what do you mean it's up to you?
Vote.
It's up to you? I thought...
For the tie-breaking vote.
I thought the crowd got really excited.
Well, they got a little ahead of themselves, a little premature.
Mm.
A little premature excitement. Just like me in high school and college and now. Where to put these? Number one. They're going on number one.
Wow, really?
This is the one of the best nuggets I've ever had in my entire life. I'm excited about these. I want to go out and get more of these because they're hot. I want to get them when they're piping hot and crunchy. I think it's going to be even better. I love that it's the perfect combination of sort of that still that nice classic McDonald's crust of the nugget, and a little bit, it kind of feels like a good meld between Wendy's and McDonald's, But I think, yeah, I got to give it to him, man. This is great. You know what I would love for them to sell is the spicy nugget, regular nugget pack. Just throw them all in there together. Let me get in there and just whatever comes,
a little
to my
variety.
Mouth, comes to my mouth. Yeah, a little variety pack.
I like that. That, Nick, that's a fantastic idea. Hopefully McDonald's is watching. Maybe they sort of take you up on that. Here's the thing, Nick. If they add a third flavor to this, Nick, then we have like an actual multi-pack where it's sort of like a Neapolitan. Yeah. We have a standard, we have a spicy, and then we have, I don't know, like
Buffalo Ranch.
Buffalo Ranch, yeah. Nick.
Wouldn't that be good?
That would be great, Nick. That would be great.
If McDonald's is still watching after that stirring rendition of Ronald McDonald, feel free to use any of these ideas. Thank you for giving us this spicy chicken McNugget. I'm sure we will enjoy them when we get back to the office ad nauseum. Of course, we have the nug policy there. Anyone that goes to McDonald's has to get nugs for everyone else. This is the new nug to get. Ladies and gentlemen, Andy, bring up the new ranking if you can. Let's take a look at the final ranking of our nuggets right now. Listen to the Telestrator. Here we go.
That's Ask Andy Anything, because I also have the Wendy's one too. Hold on.
Yeah, bring up the McDonald's one. We weren't sure. We knew it was going to rank high, so we prepped these.
There it is. There it is, everybody.
McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNugget. Number 2, Wendy's Spicy Nugget. Number 3, McDonald's Chicken McNugget. Number 4, Wendy's Nugget. Number 5, Burger King Chicken Fries. Number 6, Burger King Spicy Nuggets. Number 7, Carl's Jr. Stars. Those terrible things. And then Burger King's regular nuggets that you just get the fuck out. Andy, it's time for Ask Andy Anything.
Ask Andy.
First question for Ask Anything comes from Wisemark. Let me swallow first. He says,
go ahead, swallow.
Thank you. Like every other self-respecting nugget fan, I was excited for the spicy McNuggets. My quest for the nuggets took me across 4 states in search of some spicy, crunchy goodness. I planned to try them out on my drive to North Carolina and Florida and was devastated when McDonald's in North Carolina told me they weren't being released for another few days. I didn't give up hope, though, and for the 4th McDonald's of the day, somewhere in the middle of Georgia, I was graced with an early test of these hallowed spicy McNuggets. I think we saw these on Twitter, Wisemark, and I was pissed because I thought they released them nationwide, but apparently they were only in Georgia. I found them to be perfectly spicy, he says, yet a bit too crunchy or possibly overcooked. How dare you? I will have to try them again before I give my final verdict. I hope that your quest for the ultimate spice is not as difficult as mine. So long paragraph there, Wisemark. No conclusion.
No question. What's going on?
No question or conclusion. Just wanted us to know that he drove to 4 states to find a nugget. And I don't know if he wants our approval on that.
Yeah, Wisemark, figure it out next time. Like you're riding into a really, really popular show where we're live in front of tens of thousands of people right now.
Barrett's telling me right now, he's in my ear. He says we actually have 1 million people watching this stream right now. We just beat Ninja and Shroud together.
Both of them.
Together.
Both of them. Wow. That's crazy.
Next question comes from Klaus. He says, Andy.
Hold on, it looks like the bag is perfectly sitting on the table.
Hold on, let me just get another one.
Let's scoot it over a little bit.
That's great. Hold on. Yeah, that's great. That's perfect. Look at that. That's probably where she needs to be. Klaus says, Andy, with the recent NVIDIA showcase, the new 30 series cards with all kinds of data pertaining to TFLOPs, CUDA cores, transistor counts, etc. I just want to know, science go far here? Make frames more? Klaus.
Science go far here. Next question.
Okay. Next question comes from Cannibal King. Says, hey, Andy, how does one become as ruggedly handsome as Nick Scarpino?
I thought he was gonna ask me.
Oh, he did ask you that. He says, Andy.
No, I thought he was gonna say, how do you become so handsome, Andy? Not Nick.
It's tough. It's tough to be the king.
How do you become so raggedly handsome? Well, you have to have a really awesome barber, you know?
You do. Speaking of which, Andy, I need a little trim on the sides here, buddy. A little bit more.
Well, I mean, you know, the rate has gone up since that episode came out. The rates have skyrocketed, actually.
So. I will give you 5 free 6-piece spicy chicken McNugget cards if you cut my hair.
You cut, that's because they sent you them.
They sent me them. I'll barter. Let's trade.
Okay.
What's going to take to get that?
I'm in. That's it. I'm in.
Deal.
Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for Ask Andy Anything. And that's it for our show. Thank you to everyone who watched live. If you're watching on YouTube, of course, please leave a comment in the comments below. Let us know what you think of our nugget selection, or if you had a chance to try the McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets. Let us know what your thoughts on them and see if they rank better than Wendy's, or if Wendy's is still the king in your book. Of course, if you want to support this show financially, you liked it, or you like anything we do here on Kinda Funny, if you're watching live on Twitch, you can subscribe to us with that Amazon Prime subscription. It's free for you and $5 for us. And of course, if you want to subscribe to us on Patreon or back us on Patreon, you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Back us at any tier. $5 gets you a part of all of our shows. And the fan mail tier gets you exclusive cool stuff like our cyberpunk prints that we put out last month. And we got a lot more fun stuff coming there. We thank you very, very much for all of your support on this show. Andy, this has been an awesome show to do with you, and a good one, and a good one to kind of wrap it up on a little bit. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we do want to announce Andy and I have been working really hard on this show since we went into shelter in place, and we're gonna take a little break. We're gonna put it on hiatus for a little bit. When we first started doing this, Andy, we had fun, but it was it's very resource intensive to do this show remotely. We have to edit a lot, and we thought originally we're like, oh, we can stick it out for a couple weeks or a month, but now that it's looking like there's an indefinite hold on this stuff. We're going to take a little break from it, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got some great content, obviously. Internet Explorer is going to be there. We're going to do a few more in reviews, probably. Don't tell Tom I told you guys that. So lots of great content here on youtube.com/kindoffunny. And Andy and I will return at some point to do more fun KFAF stuff.
I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait to sort of, you know, hyper-focus on what we really think the show can be. And, you know, instead of having a 45 to 50 minute show to just be like, all right, what can we make fun of? What sort of short can we make? I'm excited to sort of hyper focus on it. But one thing that I'm really excited about, Nick, is that throughout the week, since I'm not on the Conjuring in Review, I will be doing streams on the Kinda Funny Games channel. And I would love to have you join me. And I think that's going to take place on one of the weekday morning slots after Games Daily. It'll go right into me streaming a game, whatever the hell I feel like playing that week. So I'm stoked about that.
I will for sure join you. I love streaming with you. So you guys will get your dose of Andy and Nick still every week, or every other week, as we've been doing here on the show. And we love you guys very, very, very much. We've got lots of great content, of course, coming up for you this week. But until the next time we see you guys, I've been Nick.
I've been Andy.
And you've just been AF'd.
We love you.